welcome to our Leadership Intelligence podcast series. My name is Charles Rogel. I'm here with the authors today of the book, The Employee Experience, How to Attract Talent, Retain Top Performers, and Drive Results, Dr. Tracy Maylett and Matt Ride.
Good to be here, Charles.
Good morning, Charles.
Today we're going to be talking about some of the recent news coming from Wells Fargo and their organization, some of the problems they're experiencing, and how it directly relates to the employee experience. Tracy, do you want to talk about some of the details
there? Oh, yeah. I love this story because it's such a perfect example of how the customer experience is impacted by the employee experience. So let's kind of bring everyone up to speed. As of today, and this is certainly developing, and I'm sure we haven't heard the last of it, as of today, Wells Fargo has been fined $185 million because of accusations. These accusations were mm-hmm. that employees created fake bank accounts for its customers, and also that employees have been applying for customer credit cards that these customers didn't ask for.
So and this was to kind of hit bonus numbers, make additional commission.
Yeah, it was for a number of different reasons, but one of those were these targets were set and were in place.
Okay,
so I, as an employee of Wells Fargo, according to what we see here, in order to keep my job, in order to have certain incentives, I needed to be hitting these targets.
Sure.
You know, we were chatting as before we started broadcasting here, and Tracy was saying $185 million. That sounds like a lot. That's actually not a lot to Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
It's a lot to me. I'd gladly take it. But Wells Fargo is going to experience some significant problems. We've been Wells customers forever. And I've never had my wife ever say, hey, let's change until uh-huh. last night.
Oh, yeah.
When we were talking about this story, and she's like, I don't know if I want to be with an organization that I can't trust.
Right.
And if you're a bank and you hear the words, I can't trust,
right,
that's a big problem. And that's what's so almost delicious about this this news story is that the EX completely took over the CX, the customer experience,
sure,
and has impacted it. And that's why it's so relevant to what we talk about in the book, The Employee Experience. Our premise is that everybody sits and worries about how customers think about their organization. You get off a website and 3 minutes later you get an email asking you to take a survey. And we're all worried about this kind of stuff when in reality, you got to make sure that your employee experience is right and that it's centered and grounded. And then everything else will sort of take care of itself. And you had the exact opposite. You had a culture at Wells that it was all about gamesmanship and compensation, and they had lost kind of an EX and they had lost what they wanted to be. Volkswagen is the same thing, right? Volkswagen, yeah. You know, Tracy, I mean, we talked about that in the book.
Oh, sure. You know, it's all about, it's going back to what we refer to as the law of congruent experience. Your customer experience is directly related to the employee experience. So let's kind of unravel these events here. So we see this with happening with Volkswagen right now, the concept that for some reason a culture was created that told employees that not only was it okay to do this, but it was desirable to do this. So CEO John Strumpf announced from Wells Fargo, made an announcement, and he says in there somewhere along the lines of, it's this, I'm looking at it directly. We are eliminating product sales goals because we want to make certain our customers have full confidence that our retail bankers are always focused on the best interests of the customers. We believe this decision is both good for our customers and good for our business. Now, it's interesting acknowledging that we created the situation that caused employees to behave this way.
What's also striking from that quote is this concept of expectation alignment, which we talk a lot about in the book, which is Wells didn't have its expectations aligned across from what the customer expects of Wells to what they expect of their employees to what can be expected by the shareholders. Like,
yeah.
There was no alignment. And so on one hand, they said, rah, 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 hit your sales goals and do whatever you can, and on the other hand, they're trying to tell the world that trust us and we're a responsible financial institution. There's no alignment there. There's a huge expectation gap. There are these enormous cavernous goalies that can't be bridged because they're not aligned across who they need to be.
Sure,
not authentic.
Let's unravel the series of events that transpired here. Right. So first of all, Wells Fargo came out and they said, apparently, allegedly to their employees, you need to go sell.
Yeah.
Right? You need to go out there and you need to create customer accounts. You need to set up new accounts because your customer service numbers depend on whether or not you set up new members. Mm-hmm. Right? As your wife was mentioning, the membership is what it's all about. The second part of that is creating credit cards for these folks. And if you do so, then we'll give you certain bonuses. Well, that's the way it's kind of portrayed. We're hearing now from many employees that, no, it was a matter of survival. If I didn't create these new accounts, then I'd be fired. So what do you do when you're in that situation, right? What choice do you have?
Yeah, I mean, the employee doesn't have the power to always walk away, and they're stuck there trying to make difficult decisions. And if the employee experience had been, do what's right by the customer, honor the integrity of the Wells name, do no harm, we wouldn't be sitting here. But instead, there was a different message, which is get more customers, get more credit cards. That'll take care of itself, guys. It really will, you know?
You know what's interesting, this whole thing, Matt, is that I'm reading all the press that I'm reading and all the announcements that I'm seeing being made. And granted, I may have missed a bunch of these, but what they're referring to is we want to regain the trust of our customers. What I'm not hearing is we're going to take care of our employees in this situation. We are going to relieve you of this burden, which is the sales targets that you have to hit, but we're doing it because we want to take care of the customers. Where are the statements that are saying, we're sorry we did this to you, employees. We want to take care of you again. Failing to realize that the customer experience is a direct relationship of the employee experience.
Well, they did happen to fire 5,300 of those employees that were involved in it, so they took care
so
of them.
So there's their employee statement, yeah.
Yeah, and instead of taking responsibility for the fact that they allowed an organization to do this, I think that's what Tracy's getting at. There has to be some accountability that, again, your employee experience just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. You get what you build, and someone has to take some accountability for the fact that there was a loosely run organization in this context.
Yeah, you know, I realize I'm making an accusation here, but my biggest concern is I don't think Wells Fargo may have learned from this. You know, sure, they have a $100 million fine from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. They have other fines. Bank let go of 5,300 employees. So, yeah, they're saying they're hurting, but what I'm not seeing is the understanding that we need to take care of our employees because it's our employees that take care of our customers. I don't see that.
Right, I agree. And I don't also see them having alignment across all three. Alignment with their shareholders, alignment with their employees, and alignment with their customers. You can have alignment, and that's what the employee experience is about.
I want to read this next statement. Again, from the CEO, we are eliminating product sales goals because, listen to this, because we want to make certain our customers have full confidence that our retail bankers are always focused on the best interests of the customers.
And you nailed it. And what he should have said is, we're eliminating sales goals so that our people know that they need to keep the best interests of our customers at heart and then let these people go do the right thing.
Exactly right. Oh, and by the way, we just fired 5,300 of them.
Right.
So I think this is just another good example of how we need to understand that really the customer experience is a direct relationship with the employee experience.
Well, and the moral of the story, I think, is as a manager, what incentives do you have in place that are hurting how your customers are going to be treated?
Absolutely. That's it. Yeah.
Because there's so many of them. Well, Tracy and Matt, thank you very much. For those of you that would like to get a copy of the new book, The Employee Experience, How to Attract Talent, Retain Top Performers, and Drive Results, it will be available on January 30th, 2017. You can visit our website at employee-x.com or find it at any online retailer. Thanks, everybody, and we look forward to having you join us on our next podcast.
Thanks. Thank you.